Tonight's shir is Siman Kuf Samaches, if Yud Aleph and Seif Yud Beis. Seif Yud Aleph, Yesh Misha Omer, there's an opinion, the Perurin, that small pieces of crumbled bread, Shenoisnin B'mayim, that you place in water, V'hamayim Islabnin Machmas HaPerurin, and the water gets discolored, it turns white from those crumbs, Ozele Teresa Dinamo, it loses its appearance of bread. Perish ki'ilu amr ta'arisa. Ta'arisa is like ta'arisa. Kalomar to'ar halechem, the appearance of bread. Ve'imavarach ala elam beri min mezonos. At that point, the bracha is reduced to mezonos. U'bracha achs men sholosh. And if you had a kezayis, you'd make a bracha achs men sholosh. You'd make alamicha. So this is what the Mishnah Berurah was referring to in Sif Yud all the time. That there's two ways to reduce bread to mezonos. One is through cooking small pieces. The other is through soaking the pieces. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Samachal, the Perurin Shenoisnim v'chulu. If you put small pieces, these crumbs, into water, Hanu Kasha'ein Bem Kazayas, these pieces are less than Kazayas. Diliyeshim Kazayas, if the pieces had a Kazayas, Ein Serach Tor Lechem, we don't look at the appearance of bread. K'moshe Kosm Sif HaKod, like we said in the previous paragraph, in Sif Yud, that if it's bigger than a Kazayas, you could cook it, it's still going to be Hamotzi. Sifka and Samach Beis B'mayim, you put it in water. If you would take a piece of bread that was dried on the coals, and you put this that dried toast, if you will, into beer, shekoyin penitz. Penitz is, he says, the note is sinim, is toast. So you put this toast into the beer. The ein bem kezayis, and it's not a kezayis, it's small. And the beer gets colored from the soaking. Nami dini hachi, similarly the din is the same. The bracha alein b'ayim mezonos, the bracha on the toast is now mezonos. V'mnosin rak ma'at lechem dak l'kol hasheicha cham. And if you put a very small amount of fine pieces of these breadcrumbs into warm beer, they sheyitim botam, to flavor the beer, not to eat it. You're not going to eat the crumbs. It's dissolves basically in the beer. You make only shahakal on the beer. Two ikr, that's the main thing. This bread is no longer considered important or something you could handle, and therefore it's a tuffel, and you just make the shahakal. Based on this psak, that when you add breadcrumbs to beer, the brach is shahakol, because we say that bread crumbs are not coming for themselves, it's coming to enhance the beer experience, and it's tuffel. So there are those who want to say, this is why breaded chicken is shahakol. We don't look at the breading as being an ikr. We say the breading is coming to give a flavor to the chicken the way the crumbs are giving flavor to the beer, and if that's the purpose of the bread, then you're not going to make a bracha. Sifkan samak gimel, ozlei v'chulu. So if the liquid changes color, then it loses the tzuras apas. Now we learned in the previous seif that little pieces that are not cooked and they don't bind together, even though they don't resemble bread anymore, bread crumbs are hamotzi. Even if you soak them in water, we mentioned that before, that's because the appearance of the bread didn't change at all. Shenisha b'mayim rak zman muat. It was in the water for a very short amount of time. Umashlo ninka b'tor lechem rak mekatnusa. The reason it doesn't look like bread is because it's so small. Mashen kinhoch, as opposed to our paragraph, shenisha habi b'mayim. It's soaking for a long time in the water. Achneslabnu hamayim adizah. The water changes color. Husimin shenifsta tsuros da'ashriya. That's a sign that it lost its appearance of bread by soaking. Offered mimena shame lechem, and it's no longer considered bread. So again, we mentioned this before. If you soak breadcrumbs or bread for a very short amount of time, it's still bread. It's if you soak it long enough to discolor, it loses the status of bread. The mile of cooking is instant. There's no din of how long you have to cook it. If you cook it, that's it, right away. It's considered cooked, and it loses its surasapas. So, and again, that's always when the pieces are smaller than kazayis. See, if you'd base. Yesh Misha Omer, there are those who say, Shepas Ashore B'yayin Edom Einim Avarich Elaborim Nimizonos. That bread that is soaked in red wine is a mezonos, Ubracha Achs Men Shalosh, and you make it Alamecha. It would seem that it has to be talking about crumbs, or even pieces, but less than kazayas. Because if you have a kazayas-sized piece, why would soaking it in wine take away the hamotzi? If you cook a kazayas-sized piece, it doesn't take away the hamotzi. So certainly soaking it in wine won't take away the hamotzi. It's got to be crumbs or small pieces less than kazayas that it would lose the hamotzi. The chiddush here is, I don't have to wait for it to discolor anything. Because the wine is a dark color, right away the bread loses its status without 10, 15, 20 minutes. Mishneburah Sivkan Sanachdal, B'yayin Adam, red wine, Davka Adam. It has to be red. Mishnah Dekivin Shnisadim HaPas Aide Hayayin. Since the bread turned red because of the wine, Oven Mimenu Tar Lechem, that takes away the appearance of bread. Am Shara Pito B'yayin Lavan. But if I soaked the bread in white wine, then you need for the wine to change color from the bed that's soaking in it. If it's a white wine, then it has to turn milky in color from the bread. But if it's a red wine, as soon as the bread turns red, which just came out right away, that already lost its risipas. Sivkan Samachay, Elaborim and Mizonis, the bracha is reduced to Mizonis. But Salah means to say, Lafuke, Shlivarach Hamotzi. We're trying to say not to make Hamotzi. Well, the Nebircha say, yeah, but what about the wine? Imkavanoso Iker Bishvilachila Sapas, if his intent is to eat the bread. Vayayin Barak Lamasikachila, and the wine is just to make it sweeter, make it easier to eat. Nasa Hayayin Tafel, the wine is Tafel. Vedim Avorkim, Borim name is Zonis Lapas, the Bokhaz Mazonis on the bread. Vachain Hashoya Pas Kisan and Biyayin or Biyayin Saf, or if I take a piece of cake and I dip it in wine or schnapps, gam kein dinu hachit same halacha, that I make a bracha on the cake and I will not make a bracha on the wine or liquor. V'kol shkein hashorah pusa sheshman kazayis, and certainly if my piece was a kazayis in size. Oh, hashorah pas b'yayin lovin, or if I soaked the bread in white wine. D'mevarach hamotzi, the brachas hamotzi, afilu al prusa sheim ben kazayis, even on pieces that are less than kazayis. V'chana, like we said before, b'vadei nasa yayin tafel. In these cases, the bread, the wine is tafel to the bread. Aval im kavonasu gam b'shul shdiyasiyam. But if he really wants to drink the wine, shiroitza lechol v'lishdas b'yachad. He wants to eat the bread and drink the wine. Nachon shiyivarech mitchila k'tzasiyam f'nei atzmo b'repigefen. Ideally, he'll make a b'repigefen on some wine before you ever put the bread into it. Then make a bracha on the bread that's soaking.
Which would be mizonos, right?
Let's say he just wants the wine. But it's tough to get this wine down, so he needs a little bread like to help chase it. In that case, the bread is incidental to the wine. Then the only bracha is barbi agafen. According to this, then shtias coffee hanog beinenu. We drink coffee; it's a common beverage. She toiv lembo paskison. People dip sponge cake Danish in their coffee. V'sham halak kavanas gam kibishul shneim. What's his intent? He wants both. He wants Danish with coffee. Nira gam kain the nachin who shekodesh bracha paskison yibracha coffee shahakol. I think ideally, before he makes a bracha on the cake, he should make a shahakol on the coffee. The yishtamat, drink a little bit, and then make the mizonos. Even though typically make mizonos first, in this case, reverse it. The yoisetov, even better, shivarach mitchila paskison levav lo shuya, make a bracha on the cake without dipping it. Va'achivach mitchila amat sukar, and then take a little sugar, and make a bracha bir shahakol, the hotzei coffee, and that takes care of the coffee. And you're not going to make a bracha on the coffee, because the coffee is the shayla, once it dip the cake, it doesn't need its own bracha. Sivkaran sachvav she'ein v'chulu. It would seem that this halacha is only if the pieces are less than kazayis. Demhaya ba kazayis, because if they were kazayis, hamavor la b'sif yud, we learned in sif yud, nevarach hamotzi afilu b'sha'ovet torah lechem, that the brachas hamotzi, even if it loses the appearance of bread, that's a kazayis, the bread is too choshev, it'll never be reduced down to mezonis if it's a kazayis. Even if you cook it, and if you soak it, and if you put it into red wine.